Exclusive, Mike Lee with Alex Marlowe, Rames Act by far the most important legislation Congress can pass. By Hannah Knudsen on February 11, 2025. The Rames Act is one of the most consequential reforms we could make. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said during an appearance on the Alex Marlowe Show, explaining how it would essentially stop unelected bureaucrats from circumventing Congress. Lee took it a step further by putting it this way. I've often said, if a genie appeared to me and said, you can pass any piece of legislation now pending before Congress, it'd be the Rames Act 100 times out of 100, 1,000 times out of 1,000. The Rames Act would essentially raise the debt ceiling but with very specific conditions and require, in essence, congressional approval of major federal regulations known as major rules before agencies could implement them, before they could be implemented as law, Lee explained. The senator said roughly 100,000 pages of legal text run through the Federal Register per year, and much of that becomes enforceable as federal law. Problem is that under the Constitution, Article 1, Section 7 says you cannot make a federal law unless you've first got both houses of Congress passing it, the same text, and then you submit that text to the president for signature, veto or acquiescence, he said, noting that Washington, D.C., has inexplicably parted from that. As a result, unelected bureaucrats have been able to reign. We have hundreds of thousands of pages of law that have been put in place over the years by unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. So the Rames Act would fix that, and it would fix it first and foremost by saying that Congress has to pass it. You can't just make a law without following the constitutional rule, Lee said. And that's one of the reasons why I've been willing to say that. As much as I don't like raising the debt ceiling, there are enough people in this town who regard it as a sacrament, as something that can't be touched ever. If they're serious about the fact that they really, really have to increase it and that there's no way around it, then let's say, okay, fine. I'll go along with that. As long as you attach the Rames Act, he explained, contending that it is quite appropriate to do this. Lee said the passage of the Rames Act would increase economic growth simply because there would be fewer laws crafted and implemented by what he described as unelected, unaccountable, bureaucratic pinheads who are costing the American economy trillions of dollars a year, which disproportionately impacts America's poor and middle class. That's why I think it's a bargain worth making, and I think we need to push everyone within the sound of my voice who agrees to encourage Congress. If you are going to raise the debt ceiling, don't do it without passing the Rames Act, the senator added, noting that they are gaining support for this measure. I started talking about it publicly a little over a week ago. Been talking to my Republican colleagues in the House, my Republican colleagues in the Senate and our counterparts in the House, and so far, we're getting overwhelming support for it, he said. I was pleased also that a few figures like Elon Musk have latched onto it. He's posted on it repeatedly, echoing what I've been saying. We've got to make this happen. The Alex Marlowe Show, hosted by Breitbart Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.